Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Give it to me.
Hey, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where our purpose is to create a brighter future with bold representation so we can realize the full potential of every one of us. Thanks for joining us.
Now, if you'll turn in your manuals to page 6.
This is from the Waco Roystar orientation meeting. Just kidding.
You'll see the trigram that represents the confluence of our. Yeah, that I usually. I mean, this one could be applied to us. We've been making the observation that almost all of them could be applied to us, but this is kind of a weird corporate the cult version of us.
It's like right, exactly. If we were like a weird cult, and then the even weirder part about it is that this is from Macy's.
Oh, I always knew. I always suspected. It's a cult.
It's a cult. It apparently is.
It's just the part where it says, where we can realize the full potential of every one of us. That's sort of like, you're part of us now.
A little creepy. Little surprisingly creepy. And also nothing about shopping.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out.
Brighter future with a bold representation. There was nothing wrong with that particularly. But then...
Yeah. Then it just got a little culty there right at the end.
There's also a cult out there that I think I am not a part of, but is probably not dangerous. And that's the cult of showing off your Spotify InstaFest.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I literally just, I was like, this has to be an thing at this point. Because I, like many people, fell into the actual confusion of thinking that Spotify had released its viral and now like part of our Christmas tradition Wrapped list to everybody, because I started seeing on everybody's Instagram and Rich posted it. Actually, what happened is Rich posted it in our group chat. And then I was like, oh my God, Spotify Wrapped is out, because it was a picture of like songs and stuff. And I'm like, wee. And then I went to Spotify and I was like, oh, I don't have my Wrapped yet. Only to find out later that Wrapped was actually usurped, snaked, upended by, disrupted even.
Interrupted
by this like free thing called InstaFest, where you could connect it to various services, not just Spotify, and make, instead of a Wrapped list, like make your own festival poster.
Yeah.
And everyone is doing it because it's so fun.
I like these every year when I see Spotify Wrapped, which is now finally out. I get a little bit jealous that I don't use Spotify. I wish I could play in the sandbox. Apple improved their little replay end of year thing, and it's still fun to see all the data, but it's nothing on Spotify. But I like you, when I first saw these InstaFest things, was like, they've outdone themselves. This is amazing. And then I found out it was a third party app. I'm like, those people are super smart.
And the third party app actually does kind of integrate with Apple Music. Like, it integrates with other ones. It's in the Apple Music one's a beta. Like, you don't get all of the features, but you still get the poster. You just don't get.
Had to use Spotify for InstaFest.
No,
I can use. I didn't know that.
Go there right now. Go to InstaFest.app right now, because it integrates with like multiple services.
I'm still. I know. No, this is going to be tinfoil hat territory. Don't like letting them log in. Do you have to let them log in with your Apple ID? I mean.
You make not a terrible point about the Apple ID thing.
Mm-hmm. Especially the Apple ID, right? I don't love
a lot.
I wouldn't love the Spotify ID, but the Apple ID, there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Man, I didn't give that even a nanosecond thought, to be clear. You can sign in with Last.fm, Spotify, or Apple Music.
You did yours with
Spotify.
Spotify, yeah.
And by the way, did not give it even, again, a nanosecond. I have no sense of personal security, apparently, whatsoever. I was like, yeah, strange website. Let's go.
Oh, okay. InstaFest pulls artists from your Apple Music Replay playlist. So I think it's just sharing the playlist with them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, yes. Is it an unknown security situation with a hilariously brief privacy policy and no reassurances whatsoever? Just a guy who created a free fun thing? Yes. Is it so fun, though? Also, yes.
InstaFest would like to access Apple Music's media library and listening activity. This is allowed through Apple's authorization. All right. See okay. how your data is managed. So this is just they're using the Apple stuff.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
See, all that's right. Fine. Apple wouldn't let anything bad happen to you. Spotify probably would.
Well, I mean, they might, but at least this place is what's easy. What is Apple is good about is that I can tell that they're using Apple's security things. So I can tell what's going on. I could see right. like, oh, they're not trying to grab anything. And Apple, you know, is pretty well vetted at not giving them anything they don't tell you they're giving them. So,
all right. And it's so all fun.
Right. And, oh, so fun.
It's so fun. So you got to do it.
But now, because they're more secure, I have to go and get my Apple Replay playlist. And then I don't think I can do this and do the show at the same time.
All right,
I have
to
add it to my library. And then, okay, replay. Oh, man. He's really? Yeah, this is too complicated.
What a shame. You know, Apple must have, like, I don't know, tighter security or something and make it a little more difficult, but not want to feed all the data, because the Spotify, you just, like, give it all your credentials that are tied to your credit card in the back end. And then it just makes the poster, and then it gives you this really funny thing called a basic score, like how basic is your festival, which the people who use Apple cannot get. But I made this into a remote worker water cooler moment today, for sure. Like, I was like, group bonding, everybody, go do this.
All right. I think I figured it out. Now I can't find the website where, there it is.
It's cool. We'll wait. We're here for you.
Yeah. It's good audio.
yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
All right. So now I've got to go through that. Now that I've added the replay mix, then I have to allow it to get it again. Error. Yeah, it didn't work.
No.
It's got a big,
probably because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, it's probably timed out or something. Before it gave me the, like, you didn't add your playlist. I'm like, okay, so I'll do that. But I did the back button and it worked.
Yay! Do you have one now? Do you have a festival?
I do. I'm going to put it in.
Okay, what are your three headliners? It presents it as like a three-day festival with three headliners and then sub bands.
So Wednesday is BTS. Supported by aespa, J-Hope, and Focus. You know, Focus. Hocus Pocus by Focus. Thursday is La Seraphim, backed up by Twice, IU, and Camel.
Oh my god, amazing.
And Friday is Blackpink, backed by Seventeen, Lisa, and Steve Hackett.
God, you are all the way in. All the way.
With Steve Hackett.
With also Steve Hackett, just being like, Steve Hackett shows up for that festival and is like,
he's like, where am I? How did I get here? Am
I on the right plane or?
Annyeonghaseyo?
Damn. Yeah, exactly. Producer Rich in our chat says, this is 0% basic.
Here, I'll put the whole thing in here so you can see it. Oh, wait, why didn't it add it to my?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, see everyone. It's so fun.
Yeah, I didn't realize you could do it with Apple. And now I have vetted it live so that you can say, like, okay, it's fairly safe to do it. There you go. Let's head it into the Discord.
Journalism. Hashtag journalism.
I like that Iron Butterfly, Marvin Gaye, and Harry Styles are backing up the same day as Blackpink.
Heck yeah. Look at that. That's a fun one. Sigh. Jesse. Yeah, that's good. This is a great festival.
Yeah. Dua Lipa and Jonathan Colton sharing a stage.
That is a good show. That's a good day right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Anyway, it's a blast. It's an Ur thing. It's not even an official thing.
Yeah, we haven't even got to our things yet.
I'm so glad
you told me that works for Apple Music.
I know. Because it made such great content. By the way, if you are a member of our Patreon at patreon.com/itsathing, you can join us live in our Discord as we tape the show, and you'd be able to see this poster in real time being created and popped into the chat.
That's right. Yeah. I'll take that as a win. Is my first thing today.
Damn it.
Potential Hall of Famer here. There's the variations like just take the win or I'll take it. But definitely has vaulted itself to Hall of Fame thing heights. Not new, not trying to claim, you know, oh, people just started saying this or anything. But I see it everywhere. It's being used constantly on TikTok and memes. Seems to be having a little bit of another moment in its long history of moments. But yeah, are you seeing this? I'll take that as a win.
Oh, absolutely. Take the win.
Take the win. I'm seeing all the variations. Yeah.
Some of the lazier, shorter versions, such as take the W.
Take the W.
A lot of times just W. But I'm seeing I'll take that.
I'll take that. Yeah, I've seen that one too.
I'll take that a lot.
Or I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then take the win. Take the win, I feel like, is the huge one. And I even say that all the time in my life.
Yeah.
To preempt an art. Like, I'm like, I don't know why you're just arguing with me. Just take the win.
Take the win. Yeah.
Take the win.
Maybe like this didn't work out the way I expected, but I'll take the win.
Like when you give someone a compliment, for example, and then they just are like, well, no, because it's take this the win. And that. But take the win. just take the win. Take the win.
You know what? There's not even that much to say about this one. So
nope, except noted.
Congratulations. Totally. You are a Hall of Fame thing. Take the win.
Take the win. Well, I also, my first thing is also slang. Ah. And I would like to point out that I have had this on the reminder list and I put it in the lineup. And then I scrolled down to our feedback and saw that we got an email from Manny.
Of course.
About this same thing.
THD, Doctor of Thingology.
THD, exactly. So that's how I know that when I tell you that the word Riz is a thing, I am right.
Oh, this is one of those helpful ones. What the heck is Riz?
Yeah, exactly. Like you're going to hear people. So it's all over TikTok. People are saying Riz. It's spelled R-I-Z-Z. And it's basically a new synonym for game. Like, in fact, you could argue that it is short for romantic charisma.
Oh, Riz. That kind of game. Like he's got game.
He's got game. Like he's got good romantic energy. He's good at flirting.
So do you say he's got Riz?
Yep, you can say he has good Riz, impressive Riz, great Riz.
His Riz is top notch.
Right, or no Riz at all.
Boy got no Riz.
Boy got no Riz, exactly. Unspoken Riz.
Oh, unspoken is Riz.
When you have nonverbal charm.
Mm-hmm. That's when you're just pretty.
another example from slang.net. You better go save your boy from that shouty over there. It looks like his Riz has run out.
you can run out of Riz.
You can run out of Riz. Yeah. Like, it's really just, it, I mean, it's really like the kids just being like, you guys said game and we don't want to. So we came up with this new thing. But I love the idea that it's a truncation of romantic charisma. That's actually delightful.
Oh, so yeah, no, that almost got lost on me. It is a contraction.
I mean, I don't know that it necessarily is, but it kind of has to be, right? Like they say, when you have a lot of romantic charisma, you have a lot of Riz.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, obviously.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Must be.
Right.
It's got to be.
Love that.
And it's delightful. Riz. Anyway, it's new, too. I guess it was coined in 2021. It has become very popular on TikTok to post videos showing off your Riz.
Ah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, all genders can use Riz?
Slang.net appears to ascribe it particularly to men.
Mm-hmm. Usage tends to be used for men.
Tends to be.
Okay. But anybody can use Riz.
I think anybody can have Riz.
This
is based on old gender-based stereotypes that only men, you know, can aggressively hit on people.
And that just ain't true. Feedback at itsathing.me. Send us your personal estimation of your own Riz. Use whatever metric you would like.
Think of it like your basic score
on
InstaFest. My Riz is 6.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I would like to use my second thing to identify chain belts. chain belts all over the place. And they were right in front of my nose the whole time. They've been there for years. I looked it up. Fashion magazines were writing about them in 2019, but they are also still writing about them. And I see them on so many people when they're like trying to be dressed up, right? So at an award ceremony or a red carpet event or out at a concert, chain belts. You're trying to make your look a little sassy, just throw on a chain belt. Chain belt it.
Yeah.
Chain belt for the win.
Dude, I have one of these. It's a Michael Kors chain belt. It looks identical to all of the ones in the picture. And every time that I'm wearing something and it's not quite right, I put it on. Like 100%.
The chain belt
is like magic. And is such a a persistent thing. But I do think it's made a comeback. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's like the 90s thing or if it just never went away.
Yeah. It might be a little bit riding in on that 90s trend.
It was big in the 90s.
Uh-huh. And it seems like it was already coming about for other reasons possibly. And then the 90s boosted it to thingdom. But yeah. But I can't tell for sure.
I mean, Gucci makes one. So, you know, it's a thing. Because everything that Gucci is doing is a thing right now.
Right. Gucci, by the way, we have previously told you, also a thing.
Just side note that if you type the word chain belt into DuckDuckGo, the words, and then you click news, you get nothing about belts.
There are a lot of things about timing belts and such. Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah, but you get them all chain belt on Etsy.
Fashion, and then that'll narrow it back down.
Chain belts for women. Yeah, totally. God, wow. I'm so glad that this came back because I've had mine for a minute and I was never sure if it was like still styly.
Yeah. Bring that chain belt out of the closet.
Oh, heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chain belt it up.
Love this. Okay. So this is a, this is a thing that I'm trying to figure out if it's occurring by accident or if it's a thing that all the cool kids are doing.
Mm.
But I have recently noted that
or is it a thing the cool kids did by accident and then said, no, I meant to do that.
And then we're like, yeah, this is actually my thing. And it always was my thing.
Yeah.
I have noticed a lot of my iPhone friends having their notifications silenced.
Okay.
All the time.
So by notifications silenced, you
like
mean
I go to send them a text on iMessage.
Right.
And it says, you know, whoever they are has their notification silenced.
Right.
And then it's like notify anyway, but it's not like they sometimes do because they're in a meeting, you know, like we all like we do the do not disturb or whatever.
Right.
It's always. And I feel like I first noticed it with like a really busy person. Then there was sort of a secondarily like busy, but you know, and then a third busy big wig. And I'm like, wait. So then I had this question, which is like, wait, is the busy bigwig thing to do to like silence your notifications because you're so busy you can't come
to show to make them. To present as busy,
right? Like
I or identify because you really as are.
Busy. Yes, like I was like, is this a status thing?
Yeah,
or not? And then there was an article from September that was like, ooh, yeah, now that the iPhone. And iOS in 15, we're up to 16, yes, but added this crazy like focus mode situation, which is like 9 different choices of focus mode. And it's hard to tell if your focus mode is off or on. Like there were lots of how to's about how to turn your notifications back on.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think some people are probably doing it performatively because they like it. But I bet there's more people who don't even know it's on. Because I definitely, I have a friend, let's call him Jot Sconson, who I'm 100% sure is not doing it for performative reasons, but it seems like it's always on when I text him. And I'll text him, I won't say like breakthrough, and he'll respond.
Right.
So he's seeing it, even though it tells me his notifications are silenced.
So then does notification silenced mean anything?
No, Steve Jobs would be so angry.
Like, what's even happening right now?
Yeah.
So people are giving the impression that they're being performatively busy with their notifications off but or they have them off by accident. But
or they're
then
doing some focus mode schedule, or like, look at my calendar, and if I'm at work, you know, silence my notifications. You say yes, do this all the time, one time, and then you forget that's the way it works.
But then the really crazy part is that what you seem to be saying is it's not even silencing them, because that's also happening. Like with the one friend who has it on all the time, every time every time I text them, boom, they write right back. So I'm like, well, does it even work?
Like, this is one thing I don't know. When they're silenced, does the number badge still go up? Because that might explain them going like, oh, number badge went up. What's there?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so confused about, like, because if it's a flex, it's obviously a bad flex if you just answer right away. And then, I don't know, but I'm fascinated. Also, it all does seem to be like the whole thing seems to be a mess. Like for a while, I could turn on Do Not Disturb on my phone and it would cancel the notifications on my watch. But that doesn't work anymore. Like I'll be laying in bed and my watch will be like, beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, what the papa?
Yeah. LabRat points out Android has had this too. And you can set apps to ignore it. But the Apple one in particular tells you in the iMessage app when you're texting mm-hmm. them, this person has notifications silenced, you know, so they're not going to see it. Do Which you want to break through that? Do you want to bug them? Do you want to tap them on the shoulder and go, hey, look at my message? And even if you don't, a lot of times they still respond right away.
Exactly. And so that's why it feels like a flex. Like, ooh, I'm too busy to ever have my notifications on.
But not for you. Never too busy for you, Molly Wood.
But then it still seems to go through. Like, I'm stumped. I can't figure it out at all. And I do think you're probably right that there's like 50-50. Like, some people are like, I have my notifications off all the time because I'm just so hella busy, which maybe they are. And then half of them are just like, I don't freaking know how to turn it. You can't. The UI for it is completely busted. And why are there 9 different versions of it?
Yeah.
There's like focus time, driving, personal, get work done, sleep. Don't they presumably all do the same thing?
Here's my old man perspective on this. I have a few principles, kids.
I've got some thoughts
that you follow, and you don't have to mess with any of this. First of all, always say no to notifications by default. I don't understand why people close to me, they say yes. They don't. No, never say yes to a notification when you set up an app. Never say yes. Always say no until you hit a point where you're like, I'm missing out on something. And then carefully go in and curate on the notifications that you want to see. Then you won't have to go into focus mode because you won't be overwhelmed with notifications all the time.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Second, if you haven't done step one and you think like, man, I need an artificial intelligence to manage this for me, like focus time, just know that when a computer thinks it's going to help you, it won't. I run into this with my voice assistants all the time when they're like, hey, we noticed this. Would you like us to do this? And no, they never say a thing I want them to do. They're always wrong. They don't know you. It's not very good. Algorithms are not very good. So don't trust the algorithm. Please return to step one and just get rid of all your notifications.
This is like the Thank best you. Day ever. That was a Tom rant. I'm so happy. Just don't let the computer help.
Yeah. It's not gonna. It's not. Someday it will. Someday I'll go like, you know what? I think it's good enough. I'm going to let it help. But it's not there yet. It's not.
I really do. A thing that I really like to say a lot is another day safe from the machines. It's just like, yeah, you're not good at stuff.
Because it's like all these little like curly Q things like focus mode. It's all like, well, I didn't do the thing the right in the first place, so I'm going to try to fix it here. It's like, fix the root cause. Fix the root cause first. Don't just add another feature that's then going to go wrong and just make things worse, which is kind of what looks like is happening. We need a Linux chaser.
We need a Linux chaser for that Tom rant. Exactly. Ah, that's beautiful. All right, let's let you talk for a moment, shall we? feedback@itsathing.me is where you can email us, like, by the way, Manny did. Mm-hmm. I'm going to skip ahead to Manny's email about Riz because he defined it exactly like I and the internet did, but also added the fact that you can use it as a complimentary or negative by saying W, Riz.
Oh.
like win, or L, Riz, for loss.
He combined our two things.
He freaking combined our two things.
That's why you have a doctorate in theology right there.
Right. Like, he is layering the things. It's a multiverse approach to thingitude.
And before knowing we would put them on the show, he did that.
That guy is off the chain belt.
Trust him to manage your notifications.
Seriously. Let's just do whatever Manny tells you with your notifications. Yeah, seriously.
Thank you, Manny. Also, he tried Tamalich. And then said, it's not a winner, but I'm tired.
Which is awesome.
Terry sent us a message on Patreon. Hi, kids. Regarding your discovery of ELI5, there is a subreddit for it that's been around since 2011. Great show. Have been listening to you guys since the old Bus Out Loud days. I don't know if that's his typo or a transcription error, but either way, it's entertaining.
That's darling.
And I've recommended It's a Thing to several of my family members. Thank you, Terry. That's great. Yeah, if you want more ELI5, head to the subreddit.
It's true. And whatever is a thing probably has existed on Reddit since 2011. I think that's just a fair assumption for everything we've talked about.
Certainly, there's a subreddit for it, if it's a thing. Yeah, for sure.
Melly writes in on Sad Beige. Tom, Molly, and Rich, I have a 10-week-old daughter. Oh, congratulations.
Aww, so cute.
Oh my goodness, so cute. And my mother was so upset that a lot of the clothing we received for our baby is gray from my millennial friends. She gives us crap anytime we text a photo while baby girl is wearing a neutral color. We do not follow color stereotypes, and 2/3 of what I bought for her on Black Friday sales were from the, quote, boys section, since that's where the dinosaurs, bears, and what I would have considered gender-neutral designs were. Hmm. Currently, my favorite footy pajama for her is blue with a skull and crossbone print. Oh, that's awesome.
Love that, yeah.
My mother is a garment sewist, she says, and made a whole set of footies for her in various sizes and rolled her eyes at this fabric selection. But it's bright and it looks like that's from far away. Yeah. Attaches a photo of one of the aforementioned gray and white clothing items. However, it's paired with a dinosaur quilt, which I made prior to learning the baby sex. So for those who can't see, it is a bright Caribbean blue with neon yellow, pale blue, and white dinosaur skeletons. It's all so adorable.
Yeah. I'm looking at this picture and there is nothing about this. Forget what gender the baby is. The baby looks great. This is good stuff.
Everything about this is so freaking cute. Like the gray and white. I think it's classy.
It is quite classy.
Classy.
Amy in Canada said, where we kind of find it weird that Americans do both their big family turkey-focused meals within 4 weeks of each other. And Chris wrote in thoughts on turkeyless Thanksgiving. So let's start with Amy. Amy says, the main reason for never going back to turkey is the soup, specifically yellow split pea with ham. It's credited to Quebec, so maybe it isn't common south of the border. No, split pea soup's very common south of the border. There is nothing quite so comforting and perfect for tucking into cozy season than this soup, split pea with ham. And then send us a recipe. Thank you for that, Amy. American Thanksgiving being at the end of November is less tucking into cozy season than it is roulette every morning to see if the car is frozen shut. But hey, still a perfect time for a hearty, comforting soup. 100%, Amy. Well said. And then Chris said, not wanting to make a turkey and inspired by a potluck Thanksgiving dinner I had in Guinea years ago, we hosted our own potluck this year. Each group brought either a main dish and a side, two sides, or a side and a dessert. We ended up with chili, smoked pork, beef tips, mac and cheese, a casserole, various veggies, plus a whole lot more. We even had a pie cake for dessert. Ask Tom. I will tell you in a second. No turkey or ham in sight. It was fantastic, and I think we might do it every year. Yeah, Chris separately emailed me about the pie cake. You get it on Goldbelly. You can get it on Goldbelly. A cake that's multiple pies. Yeah. You got one. Nice.
That was Jason's gift to us all last year.
Oh.
Pie cake. Oh my God.
So it's like pumpkin and
cheesecake
and what
pecan,
was it? Like a spiced something.
Maybe. Yeah. It's like four layers.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's insane. And it's a small cake. But it is so dense that light bends around it. Like, it's crazy.
The black hole of cakes. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Amy, both.
Incredible. I love it. And then Aaron has a suggestion for leftover Thanksgiving provisions. I have a use for your leftover heavy cream. I learned how to make fried eggs with heavy cream a couple of years ago. And I'll never make fried eggs any other way. What? Well, maybe one other way, because frying eggs in chili crisp is also incredible. Go ahead and serve that with your rice and nori.
I have these things. I have combined them in different ways than this recipe, and I will do this immediately. Thank you.
Me too. You know what? TikTok, by the way, has been frying eggs in pesto.
Crack your egg into heavy cream, add a sprinkle of salt. Over medium heat, the cream boils and caramelizes, and the egg finishes cooking right around when the cream becomes mostly butter.
I'm legit drooling right now, like legit.
That is genius. Oh
my God. By the way, a report from the thing trenches. I would just like to let everybody know that I made the TikTok cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
That were going around, but I made them just with the eggnog. I poured the eggnog over the cinnamon rolls and then baked it until it was done. And dear God, it was incredible. It was like one of the most amazing things I've ever eaten.
that sounds good. I may have just tried to eat my mic just a little bit while you were talking about that.
Yeah.
I'd put the ham bone in the freezer for potential soup making at some point.
Yes.
Once the rest of the ham is gone.
Another awesome thing that you can do if you're going to do like Thanksgiving ham is then turn around and use that ham bone in your black eyed pea good luck New Year's
for
taste.
New Year's. That's a great idea. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which, by the way, you can make in the Instant Pot and it turns out perfectly.
Nice.
Yep. Yep. I don't even think you have to soak the beans if you do that. True story.
Really?
True story. Yep.
Not soaking the beans seems risky for my butt.
Yeah. It's terrifying. For, let me be clear, my butt.
Just don't want any confusion over what we're talking about.
Look that up before you try it, everybody. This is not cooking advice.
Yep. do we have one more here?
Yeah, we do.
Ash wrote in and said, Rimo tea. Rimot?
Rimot?
I keep hearing all this stuff about doubloons. It might be a thing. I might be jumping the gun. I could be existing in a pocket dimension and nobody else knows about it because it's all a figment of my imagination. All I can gather is that they're like currency, but in a joke way. Maybe a crypto thing? I leave this to your excellent thing sleuthing, or I may just follow up and find out myself.
Okay. And then producer Rich left us a note and said that this showed up on The Verge the day after this email came in. Headline, hello, traveler. Have ye heard about TikTok doubloons?
So this is just a TikTok joke that has busted out.
It's like a meme that has become, that became, and then quickly stopped being a fictional economy, evidently. It turned into a fictional economy and then crashed within 72 hours. And it's dabloon, spelled with a dab, D-A-B, instead of D-U. So
this is very the Dogecoin of 2022.
Totally. Yeah. Dabloons. Yeah.
Dabloons. You weren't crazy, Ash.
You were not crazy. Not in the slightest. Oh, amazing. And by the way, nobody is crazy who supports us at any level. Here at It's a Thing, patreon.com/itsathing. And the best among you support us at the shout out level. I don't want to ascribe actually your value to how much you pay for us to put this show on. But however, we're grateful. We are grateful.
If you give a lot more value back to the show, you get a little more value back from the show in the form of these shout outs this week, inspired by Frederick Brooks' The Mythical Man Month.
I think we should alternate paragraphs here.
All right. Who starts?
You start.
Benjamin Forrest, building is an entropy decreasing process, hence inherently metastable. Lee Price is an entropy increasing process, and even his most skillful execution only delays the subsidence of Louis St. Amour into an unfixable Jake Woods.
Wow. Kevin Sill recognizes a non-physical talent, Eric Duncan, as an essential gift of the great Gabriel Cohen and great Joe Hoods. It is the characteristic of running faster than Miranda Janelle, moving sooner than Laura Abel, trying harder than James C. Smith. It is essential for great Morris Jones teams, too.
Adjusting to the requirement for perfection is, I think, the most difficult part of learning Mike Akins.
Einstein repeatedly argued that there must be simplified explanations of nature because God is not capricious or arbitrary. No such faith comforts Andrew Bradley.
And that's why I was talking in my self-help voice.
Because, wow, what the heck is a mythical man month? Now I got to look this up.
It's mythical.
Thank God I use DuckDuckGo, by the way, because if I ever typed all these things into Google on the same day.
Software engineering. Oh.
Wow. Now I'm reading things like entropy decreasing and inherently metastable. Wow.
I knew this sounded familiar. Yeah, this is one of those fundamental, like.
This is incredible.
Yeah. Very 70s. Nice.
Incredible. Bravo, everyone. Bravo to producer Rich, as always. Bravo to you for showing up and making our week better and better and better, because it's a thing, really. Mm-hmm. It's the highlight. It really is.
It's the best thing going. And thank you for recognizing that and being here. Don't forget to email us your Riz score, feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.